CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the script on the main RSGB site. So good morning, it's Sunday the 23rd of August 2015. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB responds to PC Pro magazine article. Optimism for North Korea de-expedition, convention booking discount ended. An article mentioning amateur radio is included in the August edition of computer magazine PC Pro. As the National Society for Amateur Radio, the RSGB responded to highlight the considerable changes that have occurred within amateur radio in the 30 years since the author gained his license. It also outlined the important role that radio amateurs play in the development of science and technology. An abridged version of our response is on the letters page of PC Pro October issue, which you can read the full version on our website at www.rsgb.org/articles/PC-Pro. Persistent optimism continues to prop up the hopes of several individual radio amateurs and groups to mount a de-expedition to the most wanted and elusive DXCC entity on the globe, the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea. P5, EA5RM and EA7AJR met with North Korean officials earlier in August and are hopeful that permission will be granted. The process so far has taken 2 years. Other groups and individuals are also due to meet officials looking for permission to operate from North Korea. The RSGB convention takes place over the 9th to the 11th of October at Kent Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. The latest lecture listing is on the RSGB website. The early booking discount for weekend packages has been extended to the 31st of August, so there's still time to book your weekend at the lower price. Day tickets are also available online, and savings are available on those until the 30th of September. Go to the RSGB website for all the information. Places are still available at the RSGB Buildathon taking place on Saturday at the convention. See the website for more. ARIS, or Amateur Radio on the International Space Station, has arranged a contact between the space station and a school in Switzerland on the 24th of August. This contact will be audible in Europe on 145.800 MHz FM at 1224 UTC. For those interested to hear the contact between OR4ISS and HB9SG. The RSGB annual construction competition closes at the end of September, so now is a good time to think about your entry. There's been a slight rule change in entries where the original designs have been published prior to the competition in print or on the web are now accepted. So is your homebrew project eligible for the competition? Check out the rules on the RSGB website. That's the usual URL, /construction-competition. Judging will take place at the RSGB convention in October. RAOTA, the Radio Amateur Old Time Association, is holding its AGM during the afternoon of the 26th of September, less than a mile from the National Ham Fest. Anyone planning to attend the AGM must book in advance no later than the 10th of September. For more information or to book a place, please contact ENG4EAN by email, gensec@raota.org. The Mid-Cornwall Beacon and Repeater Group has been shortlisted for a grant from M&S Energy to fit solar panels on their site. This will reduce the electricity bills for 6 beacons and 5 repeaters that run from their site. The award will go to the group with the most votes, so they're asking everyone to support them. There is a voting link on the website www.gb3nc.org.uk or search for GB3NC in your favourite search engine. You have time to register with your email address and receive an email from M&S to vote. Last time the group missed an award by just a few hundred votes. Now for details of rallies and events for the coming week. Today the 23rd, the Rugby Amateur Transmitting Society annual radio rally will be held at Princethorpe College, Princethorpe Rugby, Charlie Victor 23 9PX. Entry £3, doors open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sellers access from 8:30 a.m. Details from Tony, G0OLS 07759 684411. The Milton Keynes ARS Rally will take place on the 30th of August at Longville Hall, Hammond Park, Wadden Road, Newton, Longfield, Milton Keynes, MK170AT. It's now bigger than ever, so why not combine the rally with a visit to Bletchley Park and visit the National Radio Centre as well? The rally is in a modern venue with large indoor and outdoor areas. Doors open 10 a.m, admission £3. Details from Steve at G6KJU, 07866673192. On Bank Holiday the 31st, the Huntingdonshire ARS Rally will be at Ernulf Academy, Barford Road, St Neots in Cambridgeshire, PE192SH. Doors open 10 a.m. Traders having access from 8. There'll be trade stands and a car boot area. Details from Malcolm, M0OLG, 01480214282. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News or Radcom or the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Special event news now. Cray Valley Radio Society will be operating GB150CM today, the 23rd, at Crossness Museum, the Old Works, Thames Water, STW, Belvedere Road, Abbey Wood, London, SE29AQ. Open from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission to the museum is £6. GB2BB will operate at the RAF Bradwell Bay Memorial Flypast on the 27th of August. Operation will be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The station will be situated at Bradwell Marina Waterside Road, Bradwell-on-Sea, Essex, Charlie Mike 07RB. Flypast will involve the Lancaster Bomber, Spitfire and Hurricane aircraft. Colin G4GBP and friends will operate GB0WWM from Wilton Windmill, about 8 miles southeast of Marlborough in Wiltshire, on the 29th to the 31st. Visitors are welcome, although please do not confuse this Wilton with the Wilton near Salisbury. Refreshments will be available throughout, and the windmill will be open on Sunday and Monday afternoon. Full details, qrz.com. Listing for GB0WWM. The plan to have Australia's Casey Station in Antarctica on the air using the V10 ANZAC commemorative call sign was stopped by a severe storm. Doug, VK0DMV, described the storm as having winds reaching 112 knots and a fair bit of damage was caused. The WIA is pleased to announce that, I'm not sure whether that's VI0A, I think it must be VI0 ANZAC, is rescheduled for the weekend of the 29th and 30th of August, weather permitting, of course. Special event station from the 26th of August to the 2nd of September will commemorate the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina and the more than 230 people who lost their lives. Special events along the Mississippi coast will use the special event K for Katrina prefix. Operation will begin on the 26th at 000 UTC and on the 29th at 1300 UTC. The time of Katrina's impact, all stations will reduce power to 100 watts except K5M and K5T. Reduced power operation will continue until the 2nd at 2359 UTC. Details www.katrinafigures5h.com. This year sees the 50th anniversary of the foundation of Otley ARS. The highlight of the celebrations will be two events over the weekend of the 29th and 30th of August. The Shack, Clifton Village Hall, Newell Car Road, Otley, will be open to the public from 10 till 5 both days. The venue will be operating a special event station using the call sign GB5ORS. There'll be displays depicting the history of the society together with a wealth of information about what the Society does and amateur radio in general. In addition, the Society will be operating the GX3RCM mobile promotional unit on the Chevin above Otley. For more information, please visit www.otleyradio.org. DX News Now, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources, Jim G3RTE, Phil G3SWH, and MATMJ0ASP will be QRV as Foxstroke G6AY portable from Cisambre Island, IOTA reference EU157, from the 26th to 28th of August. They'll operate CW only, 30 to 10 metres during their daylight hours only, QSL G3SWH Director Bureau. Falker DL1ZB will be active as Sugar Victor 5 stroke call sign from COS, EU001, until the 29th of September. He'll operate SSB, RITI, SSTV and PSK31, 20 to 6 metres, QSL DL1ZB using the Bureau, Logbook of the World and EQSL. Rick AI5P will sign as PJ4 stroke call sign from Bonaire, which is SA006, until the 24th of August, followed by activity from Curaçao, SA099, as PJ2 stroke call sign from the 24th to the 31st of August, QSLs via his home call. Pedro ON7WP will be on the air as Charlie5WP in the Gambia until the 1st of September. This will be a spare time operation, concentrating on the walks, bands and 6 metres. Jim W2JHP will operate as V31TA from the Ternef Atoll in Belize, Central America, from the 23rd of August to the 4th of September. This island is NA123 for Islands on the Air Award. And a reminder that a group of UK operators will be activating New Island, OCO40, as E6GG from the 16th to 29th of September. They'll be using 4 Elicraft stations with linear amplifiers on 160 to 10 metres. They'll pay particular attention to the European openings and hope to work a lot of UK stations. You can find propagation suggestions, timings and lots of other information on the expedition website, www.e6gg.com. Contest news: the UK SMG Summer Marathon is now over and the closing date for entries was set as the 17th of August. However, as there were a few technical issues uploading logs earlier this year, the submission closing date has been extended to Friday the 4th of September. Details uksmg.org website. On Tuesday, two events take place from 1900 to 2130 UTC with the same exchange of signal report serial number and locator. The 50 MHz UK Activity Contest uses all modes on the band, and the SHF UK Activity Contest uses the 2.3 to 10 gigs bands. On Thursday, the 80 metre club sprint runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC using SSB only, the exchange's call sign, serial number and name. Next weekend, the 30th, the UK Microwave Group Contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC, using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. The IRTS 2 metre counties contest also takes place on the 30th from 1300 to 1500 UTC, using SSB and FM only, the exchange of signal report and serial number, with EI and GI stations also giving their county. The Romanian Amateur Radio Federation is running the YODXHF contest from 1200 UTC on the 29th to 1159 UTC on the 30th. Foreign stations will transmit signal report and serial number. Romanian stations will transmit a signal report and the abbreviation of the county or BU for stations from Bucharest. Logs must be submitted within 30 days of the contest. Rules can be found at www.yodx.ro/rules. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. HF propagation conditions were very bad earlier this week. The culprit was a high-speed solar wind stream from coronal holes on the sun. The solar wind often exceeded 500 km per second and had a south-facing BZ field at times. This meant that it more easily coupled with the Earth's magnetic field and plasma poured in. The net result was very poor conditions with a depleted F2 layer, lower maximum usable frequencies and rapid fading on the HF signals that could get through. The KP index hit 7 last weekend, leading to visible aurora and rotten conditions for the International Lighthouse and Lightship weekend, thanks to the arrival of material from a coronal mass ejection. However, Late-season sporadic heat brought some extended 10-metre openings to Europe on Thursday the 20th. The solar flux index has declined, staying just below 100 all week. Next week it should remain in the range of 90 to 95, according to NOAA, but HF conditions may again be dominated by the geomagnetic effects of the solar wind. Predicting much more than 3 days ahead is hard, but looking at images from the GOES 12 X-ray imaging satellite suggests that coronal hole enhanced solar wind effects may be less prevalent in the latter half of next week. This could mean HF conditions may improve as geomagnetic conditions become more settled. Time will tell if we're right. As for VHF and propagation news, up low pressure will be nearby for much of this week, mainly to the north and west of Britain, but with smaller lows tracking northeast across the country at times. The nearest areas of high pressure are over the continent, linking back to a large high near the Azores. Conditions are expected to be fairly flat for VHF Tropo, except today and tomorrow, which may see some northerly trans-North Sea paths. Later in the week, occasionally southerly paths into the continent or across Biscay to Spain may be possible. Sporadic season's primary months, typically May to August, are nearly over, so sporadic openings are much less likely, but with such an unsettled weather pattern, there may be some jet stream upper winds over Britain and the near continent. These jet stream winds may give a chance of sporadic A patches, but since they're quite close by, the geometry is more likely to favour paths from northern Britain into Europe. And it did say sporadic A, so I'm not sure quite whether that's correct or not. Anyway, for EME operators, the moon reaches its lowest declination on Monday, so bringing very short low elevation moon windows this week, but with perigee will come the lowest losses next weekend. For daily updates on the RSGB Propagation Forum, that's it from the Propagation team for this week. That's all from me until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.